Welcome back, Whoa Whoa Land. We are talking about a lawsuit filed on behalf of four families against Governor Eric Holcomb, the state and local departments of health, the Indiana Health Commissioner, the Allen County Health Commissioner, Northwest Allen County Schools, and other NACS representatives. The firm that filed the lawsuit is Mitchell Litigation and Advocacy. And to tell us more about it, we have managing member and owner of Mitchell Litigation, Kevin Mitchell. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Kayla. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here. Can you just first start off by telling us how this lawsuit kind of came to fruition?
Sure. So as you know, there have been, over the last several months, there's been discussion and school board meetings. And, you know, on my part, I've written some letters, but we've seen a policy that's gradually been unraveling and unfurled over the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, initially the school year started, it looked like Max was going to go mass choice. And as the school year went on, most recently, they, in a really surprise move, they put the mask back on. But ultimately, you know, this case is really a case that is about the restrictions and about the law, what the law says, and who gets to make those restrictions.
Well, what are the legal claims then in this lawsuit?
Yeah, so the legal claims, Caleb, if you see the complaint, it's a long one. So there are a lot of claims, but ultimately the claims begin with the scope of the governor's power under the Emergency Management Disaster Law. Talk about rights of medical freedom for parents and for students under the Indiana Constitution and under Indiana law. Indiana law gives a religious exemption for medical treatment in a variety of different things. And so it's both Indiana law and the Indiana Constitution. We also do have a claim based on the federal Constitution that these restrictions are ultimately infringing on constitutional rights.
So this lawsuit was filed on behalf of four families. What is the hope, or what's the end goal? What do they hope they can achieve by filing this lawsuit?
It's a great question, Kayla. The hope and the goal ultimately is to ultimately get rid of these restrictions and
mm-hmm.
get to a place where we get a court order. That's what we're requesting. The families are requesting a court order to say that this web of restrictions from the governor to the state to the local authorities to the school system, ultimately this system where students are told they can't come to school unless they wear a mask. They can't come to school in some cases, even if they don't have symptoms, they can't come to school without going to a doctor or without going to show that they have a negative COVID test. It's this entire structure of what's called the contact tracing that leads to the quarantines. That is really what ultimately the lawsuit is focusing on, because when you look at what's happening in the schools, you see student after student that's being turned away and sent home, not because they have any symptoms, but because they're told they were a close contact or even a close contact of a close contact. There's an entire system in place that frankly, parents can't really seem to get their mind around.
Right, right.
We believe you shouldn't have to have a law degree in order to send your child to school. You shouldn't have to be able to interpret pages and pages of regulations about who's a close contact and how this is all interpreted. It's just too much of a burden to put on families. And you certainly shouldn't have to hire a lawyer, which these families have done, in order to have your constitutional right to send your children to school.
Has there been any response yet? Because I know that you filed this lawsuit last week. Any kind of response since then?
Not since then. I'll say there have been attempts, and these families have made an attempt, whether it's by letters that I've sent, going to school board meetings, speaking their views and, you know, what I believe is the view of the vast majority of parents in this district and likely around the state. They've made attempts to voice their concerns. Again, I've written letters to the governor, to the State Department of Health, to the school district. I would say we've done what we can to avoid the legal process. And really, this is, in our view, the only option. And that's why we're here.
So what happens next now that this lawsuit has been filed?
Yeah, so the complaint has been filed, and we will await the responses from the various defendants, and that'll come up later here, early to mid-October is the deadline. And from there, we will see where it goes. Of course, I don't want to divulge too much in terms of details and strategy and all that, as you can understand. But it is a court case here in state court, and it will proceed with, you know, likely the typical process you would have with discovery and motion practice. But that's where we are right now. The complaint has been filed, and we are awaiting the formal response from the other side.
Well, Kevin, don't be surprised then if I bother you over the coming weeks as we continue to follow this story. Is that okay?
Oh, no worries at all, Kayla.
All right. Thanks so much for sharing it with us. That's Kevin Mitchell, Mitchell Litigation and Advocacy. He is the owner and managing member.
Podcasts by Federated Media.